We're looking at Proverbs chapter 4. We're going to read the whole chapter today. It's really three paragraphs. So 1 through 9 is one paragraph, and then 10 through 19, and 20 through 27. So really three wisdom discourses. So the way Proverbs breaks down is chapters 1 through 9 is our extended discourse. It's kind of like Psalms and our paragraphs, actually, where it makes a case for why we need wisdom in our world. And then chapters 10 through 31 are the Proverbs proper. Now, I've told you this before, but Proverbs is something you got to chew on, you've got to savor. And so we're going to try to savor these words today that we might have a heart of wisdom. It's like sitting down with Jesus every time we open up the Bible and we hear from the wisest man who's ever lived, Jesus Christ. So, thinking about it in that way, let's hear the word of Christ together. He says this: picture yourself as a son listening to your dad talk about your grandfather. That's kind of the image of what we're getting here today. He's talking about your grandfather, and he's also imploring you to treat wisdom like a woman you want to date. So think of yourself as a son who wants to have a girlfriend, hopefully get married someday. Think about pursuing wisdom like you would somebody to marry. Okay, these are the things that you need to have in your mind as we get started. So hear, O sons, a father's instruction, and be attentive, that you may gain insight. For I give you good precepts, do not forsake my teaching. When I was a son with my father, your grandfather, tender, the only one in the sight of my mother, he taught me and said to me, let your heart hold fast my words. Keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom. Get insight. Do not forget and do not turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her and she will keep you. Love her and she will guard you. The beginning of wisdom is this: get wisdom. And whatever you get insight. Prize her highly and she will exalt you. She will honor you if you embrace her. She will place on your head a graceful garland. She will bestow on you a beautiful crown. Pursue wisdom like you'd pursue a girl you want to date. Okay? That is the way. That's the first thing. And she will bring you wonderful, wonderful adornment and blessings. Hear the next discourse. Hear, O son, my son, and accept my words, that the years of your life may be many. I have taught you the way of wisdom. I have led you in the paths of uprightness. When you walk, your step will not be hampered. And if you run, you will not stumble. Keep hold of instruction. Do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life.